Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. We are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to start from the second to bottom line. So today's shiur is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Yisrael, Kitzel Bas Moshe Yisrael. Shalom Shem Aliyah. Okay, so on the second to bottom line on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, we had just explained that the Reisha of our Mishnah, right, that the Chachamim were not makel regarding mixtures of animals, right, was asering the hana for a head yoke, right, and therefore they all forgot. So we said yesterday. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, head yoke nami tani le. We know that already. That's old news. In other words, not kachin, head yoke. That's old news. Why? It says in the Mishnah, in Avodah Zarah, we all learned this Mishnah not that long ago, a few months ago, it says, ve'elu asurin. The following things are usher, but osir and b'chol shehin, and they're usher and a mashahu. For example, things like what? I'm on ayin aleph and bay, second to bottom line. Right. Yayin nesef, pita avodas kochavim. Yayin nesef, avodas zara. Look at the bottom Rashi. The mesefes avodas zara, the isuri hana, right? These things are usher b'hana. I don't have a hana with avodas zara. Lo batli beruba. They're not batli beru. Who missed the rule head yot? They're also for a head yot. Why is the Gemara not repeating again? If it's good. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, it's necessary. If I only would have had the Mishnah over there in Avodah Zarah, Havamina, I would have thought, lehead yot. That's true because it's a head yot. Aval Gvoa. But for the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to lose 1,000 animals. We're going to destroy 1,000 animals. Ema, I would say, lo nifsa dinhu l'chulu. Don't do that. Don't destroy them all. Look at Rashi, top line. Aval kachim, when it comes to kachim, Ema, I would say, le'evad l'hu takanta, let's make a takana, says Rashi, let's make a takana, dili batal isura hana biruba, that the isur hana should become batal biro, v'neima, and let's say, yikrivu. Let's bring them. Why? Ki hechi dilo nifsedin hu lagamri lekulu. We shouldn't lose them all. For you in your backyard, we're going to be machmir. That's Avodah Zarah. That's the mission of Avodah. Here, I would think we should be mekel. And conversely, if I would have only had the mission over here, havamina, I would have said, hani mili kachim, that the kachim were so machmir, dima'it, because it's unseemly. Not right. What's not right? Right? We're going to bring behemoth Hashem that we know for sure is a mixture. That we know for sure not a mixture. That we know for sure is a problem. That's mod. Aval behedyo, aval chulin, but by a person, the lo mod. The issue of mod is going to come up. It's not the issue of mod. I have a mixture over here. I have 1,000 bottles of kosher wine. And when the one Yayin Esek bottle's in there, so isn't a bottle of a rove? What's the mud? Unseemly? Nah, it's bottle. Ema itzuri hana levatli biruba. Maybe I would have said such a half a minute to say bottle of a rove. Tricha. That's why I needed both missionaries. Okay? Now, this, by the way, ends that discussion. Okay? So, there are four, let's just review. The Reisha of our Mishnah was needed to tell me that even when there's there's no way to get out of the problem. You can't do Hafidiyah, you can't do Podeit, you can't let it go out to pasture, right? Katos Shemetu, the Chachamim Mumatir, Mumachmir, no Bittel. The second part of the Mishnah said that the things that are usher on the Mizbeah that got mixed up, there's a Takana with letting go out to pasture or redeeming it, right? The Mishnah in Tumura that we said yesterday, what did that Mishnah teach us? That Mishnah taught us that Isurim is Beach that got mixed up with kosher things, even 1 in 10,000, everything's Usur, and the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah was talking about Chulin, that even if it's not Moed, it's still Usur. Okay? Ask the Gemara the following question. V'nivatlu Biruba, why don't we say it's Bittel Barov? Is this on the Reisha in the Mishnah? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Whichever case in the Mishnah does not allow Bittul Barov, why not? Why not? We have a pasuk, which we're going to talk about this more tomorrow, which says, Acharei Rabbim Lahato, you follow the road. That teaches at least two things. Number one means we follow the road. Right? Go bus a rope. Zil bus, go after the rope. That means, for example, rope Dayanim will decide the case, things like that. Rope women in the world give birth in the ninth month. Whatever that, the reasons why that shy. There's another din. That's one separate, totally separate din of we follow the road. There's another din called Bittul Barov. It's a separate din. They're not in the same pasuk. What does that mean? I have 10 hot dogs, and one of those is not kosher. It's Bittul Barov. It becomes mevatel in the road. Right? I'm allowed to eat all of them. We're going to see tomorrow. There's a big machlokas. There was a machlokas we've shown him. There's a machlokas we've shown him. If you have three hot dogs, one is trade, two are kosher, right? So the answer, what's halacha? Halacha is minatari to eat all three. Can you eat all three together? Can you eat all three at one shot? What do you say? Yeah, one of them is for sure trade. No shayla about that. It's a machloket. It's a machloket. According to some, 1,000% you can. And he's going to prove from tomorrow's dot. And the ones who hold dot, you're not allowed to, are going to have to wiggle to get out of that proof. Because the answer is, the iser turns into heter. That's how strong rov is. Iser turns into heter. So, right? That's how strong it is. Now. What? Right. Well, the Torah says.
Right. So,
right. I hear you. The Shulchan of the Ramah, the way that the Shulchan, we're going to look at it tomorrow, if I remember to bring it, I'll look at it tomorrow. The way it comes down tomorrow is you can't eat all of them at one time. Not only can you not eat all of them at one time, we have to remove one. Can't even eat one. One. Why is that true? We'll see. It's based on a rational. It is today's path and tomorrow's path. Speak notes on comments. That's one.
Because you eliminated the one.
But if it's not the one, why are you doing it?
Because that rope turns into good.
So why have to remove it?
Because one has to be no good.
What? But why that one? You don't know which one it is. So why are we doing that? We're gonna see. Just the opposite. Rove would say, don't have to do anything. Eat them all.
Rove one.
Better, no dispute. There's no shiloh, no machlokes. You can eat all three. No one says that. All can eat at one time. Everyone says they can eat all three. The Ramah comes up with a chumrah, remove one. Why? It's based on tomorrow's time. We'll get to tomorrow. Okay, now, Basel Barov. Let's make Bittul Barov, right? I have 10,000 animals. Only one is no good. Let's say Bittul Barov. Okay. What? Absolutely. Makes a lot of sense, right? Now, the Chi Tema. You want to tell me, well, Chashivi, an animal is a Dabra Chashuv, and a Dabra Chashuv below Batli. A Dabra Chashuv cannot become Batl. Right? A Dabra Chashuv cannot become batal mid the Rabbanon. There's a rule that Dabra Chashuv can't become batal mid the Rabbanon. No such thing like this. Mid the Rabbanon can't become batal. What's a Dabra Chashuv? So it's a machloket. The Tanya, it all boils down to a mission in Mesechus Orla. The Tanya, no, one second. Ha Nichol Amanda Amar. That makes sense. According to one who says, Kol Shadarko Limanos. Things that are normally sold individually. Things, that's what it means. Kol shadarko limanos shaninu. Things that are normally sold individually. If things are normally sold individually, but sometimes, Rashi points out, sometimes, let's say you want to buy an animal. Animals are things that are normally sold individually. Normally. How many of you buy
five, how many, normally it's all individuals.
So therefore?
So, but sometimes, look at Rashi.
There are people that are makpid, b'minyanam, in the number, u'mochwin b'minyanam shaninu, d'lo batli, b'samach b'hach mishnah, d'chavili tilson shafir. According to, read that again, the makpid in the minyan, u'mochwin b'minyanam shaninu,
and we're talking that they're buying things by number,
d'lo batli, those things are not batli. B'samach, we're going to see later on, b'hach mishnah, d'chavili tilson,
about the gourd. In a minute.
We can see that in a minute. Shopper, that's going to make a lot of sense. In other words, the ha behemos nami harbi b'nei adam akpidin alein amokhur osam b'minyan.
People buy them individually.
The FLP, sheesh b'nei adam she'ei makpidin kolka.
There are some people that are not so makpidin.
Umosifin yisera omokhur ha'eder yachad.
They'll throw an extra one in, or you want to buy a whole herd. Unusual. Unusual. But it happens once in a while, the guy will throw in a free one for you.
If it's something like that, like animals, then it can't become bottle. So this kasha is not a kasha. However, Ella, Lamanda Amar S. Shadarko Limanos Shaninu, but if we're talking about something that is only, exclusively, always, never sold any other way, it's sold individually. For example, a piano. You want to go buy a piano, no one's throwing in an extra piano for free. You're buying a diamond ring, no one's throwing in another diamond ring for free. It doesn't happen. Right? It doesn't happen by animals also, some most of the time. But it does happen. So if you... But no one throws an extra... Okay, you buy the piano, I'll throw in another piano. You're buying a fur coat, I'll give you another fur coat. You're buying a diamond ring, I'll throw in another one for you. I'm going to buy 20 diamond rings. Nobody does that. Unheard of. It's a machloket. It's a machloket. Rameir's going to say in a minute, Rameir's going to make a statement, when things that are chashuv can become batal. Is something chashuv can become batal if it's like a piano? Piano, they're only sold one at a time. No one ever buys more than one piano at a time. Only sold one, always. The only items like that are not batal.
Why are those items like that not batal?
That's a dharma chashuv. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, animals should become batel barov. Why? Because they're not like that. Sometimes, the guy will throw in an extra animal for you. You bought a bunch, I'll throw in that. Most of the time, they're sold one at a time. People don't have the money to buy more than one. But once in a while, you have a guy. Once in a while. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to be a kasha. If animals are things that are not chashuv, why are they not chashuv? They're not chashuv because once in a while, they're sold, the guy will throw in a free one for you. But that, by definition, means it's not chashuv. Only things that are only, always sold individually are chashuv.
But if it's once in a while sold, the guy will throw in a free one, or you buy a whole herd, then it's not a chadar chashuv. Then why aren't the animals bundled in the road?
According to Rish Lakish, who holds that things that are chashuv are already animals, why?
Because he's more makil, he holds.
Chashuv doesn't mean every time. It means most of the time. Since animals, once in a while, are sold more than one, or the guy will throw in a free one, that alone makes a chashuv.
So according to Rosh Lakish, it's not kasha.
Why don't we say bitul barov? We don't say bitul barov, but it's our chashuv.
That's what the Gemara is going to develop now.
Now we're going to go through the entire Mishnah in Arla to get to this kasha, which is the whole Amid Beis. I told you the kasha in the Rachel. Kasha only according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, only things that are really chashuv, like diamonds and furs and pianos, only things like that are chashuv and can't be bustled. But animals could be bustled. That's within Reb Meir. Because the Chachamim are going to argue with Reb Meir because there's only six things in the world that can't be bustled. We're not even talking about that shita. Only six things and they're all fruits. Only six things in the world can't be bustled. Okay? Fruits and vegetables. Because they're so chashuv. But a piano could be bustled. So I'm not even going down that sheet. Within Rameyer said, either only things that are always sold individually, like pianos, or things that most of the time are sold individually, like animals. But once in a while, you buy more than one, or the guy will throw in a free one for you. The once in a while case is kol. Kol shadarko limanos. All things that are normally sold by number, meaning most of the time, you buy them individually. As Rashi said, sometimes you buy a herd, sometimes the guy will throw, hey, okay, can I have that one for free? Nobody throws in diamond rings for free. But that makes sense. Therefore, why aren't animals, why is it not a kasha? Don't ask me why the animals aren't batel berov. They're too kasha. They can't be batel berov. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds only things that are always, every single time, sold individually, that's chashuv. Anything below that is not chashuv. Animals are below that. Then why isn't batel berov? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Okay? Before we get to that kasha, Does it make a difference if it's live or not? Yes, doesn't make a difference. Tosis is going to talk about your point right now. Tosis is a little bit going to address your question. But Tosis is a different question. We have a rule, another Zid Rabbanan, that a barrier can't become batel. What's a barrier? A barrier is a whole being. That's Tosis. What kind of question is this? Let's batel berov. It's a barrier. It's an animal. Okay? It's a unit. It's not a unit. It's a barrier. A living thing. A full living thing. Living beings, right? Now, the concept of barrier comes up in four places. Number one, it comes up by itzer achila. Now, you're not allowed to eat a bug. It's not a kizayin. So why am I not allowed to eat a bug? Because it's a barrier. Right? Number two. I think so. That's the problem with bugs and fruits, and vegetables. They're so tiny. Yeah, but it's a barrier. Besides putting aside the itzer, because they don't get punished for that. But it's a barrier. That's it's number one. It's the issue number two is bittul. Can't be about a barrier. Issue number three is bracha. Do you make a bracha on a barrier? Bracha rishona, bracha achrona, it's very complicated. But the Maccabi says, don't ever eat one grape. Why? It's a barrier. Can you make a bracha achrona? You don't need a kizayit, but it's a barrier. So it's a big complicated issue. That's not an animal. That's not a live person. And number four, the fourth case that comes up is tumah. Right, barriers have different rules. If they're metame, if they're so tiny, okay. So Tosfos, that doesn't apply today. So Tosfos asked, ready? We're gonna do the whole Tosfos inside, almost the whole thing inside. Because an apple is more than a kazayas. So the Gemara says, so Tosfos says, very top line, the mitam barrier ain lomar the low bottle. Don't tell me about a barrier. At first, Tosfos is gonna raise a little bit. You have to say that the Eiver Menachai within an animal is a barrier in itself. And therefore, that's the Tarovis. I have an Eiver Menachai mixed into an animal, and we're not going to say Bittel Barov because the Eiver Menachai is a barrier. Tosfos, that's ridiculous. Right? That's what Tosfos is going to say, suggest first, which is similar to what you said. The Afal Gat, the Eiver Menachai, Chashav Barrier, even though Eiver Menachai is something that's considered a barrier, as we're going to learn on Kuf, Beis, and Chulin, and we're going to have it in 5 minutes in this Tosfos, is there Tarubas Tahacha? Tarubas is talking about over here. Lav Mishum Eiver Menachai. Not because Eiver Menachai. Ella, Shelo Yish, because if that was the case, I can get rid of the Tarubas. How do I get rid of that Tarubas? A shecht in the animal, I remove the Eiver Menachai. Well, I got to do shecht. Once I shecht it, I remove the Eiver Menachai. Ella, Shelo Yishchot V'yachal Mishum Chatas, Hamesa, Bashar and Iskal, Bashik Shachit Lay, Ozla, Isha Eiver Menachai. When I shecht it, Isha Eiver Menachai goes away. Tosfos is going to say now, why is an animal, why did the Gemara ask this question? What about Bittul Barov? Tosfos says, what do you mean Bittul Barov? It's a burial. Tosfos is going to say something now so startling, why an animal is not a burial. If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. But on first blush, it's going to sound ridiculous. How can a live animal not be a burial? What's a better barrier than that? What's a better barrier than an animal? A bug is yes, and an animal's not. So he's going to tell you, ready? The Isser Chatzis Hamesa, the issue of a Chatzis that died, or Sharhaniskal, Afilu Shalim, even if it's alive, even if it's whole, Lo Chashiv Beria, it's not a beria. Kimo, just like, Nevdeil is not a beria. Chela is not a barrier. Dam is not a barrier. Lo have a barrier. Not a barrier. He doesn't explain why. That's it. Now he's going to prove that he's right. He's going to prove that he's... What? Yeah, but he's going to prove... I understand he's going to prove in a minute that Eiver Menachai and Gid Hanasha are both barriers. He's going to prove that in a minute.
there was. Abram and Achai is a barrier. You can remove the barrier by shechting. I can remove the barrier problem eating one grape, but eating more grapes. I can remove the barrier issue. I can get rid of the area. Yes. We're not sure. That's what Tosha's question really is. So he doesn't answer the question. The rest of the Tosha is a proof. His answer is as follows. When I have an animal, this is going to be his rule. His rule is as follows. What am I usher to eat with this animal here? I am only not allowed to eat a kezayis. What if I eat less than a kezayis? If I eat less than the kezayis, it's not called an achila. If it's not called an achila, what do you see? It's not a burial. Kezayis go hand in hand with a burial. If it's a kezayis, it's not a burial. If it's less than a kezayis, then it is a burial. In other words, a bug. A bug is less than a kezayis. If I eat that bug, am I over the issue of eating something not kosher? Yes. What do you see from that? That it's tied to the issue of burial. That's why a bug is a burial. What about an animal? What about an abela? A cow that died with... What if I eat less than a kezayis? I eat less than a kezayis of dam. Less than a kezayis of chelet. Did I do anything wrong? Minat Torah, putting aside chatzis shear? No. What do you see? Not a burial. What? No. Because it's tied to kezayis. You eat the whole cow, you ate more than a kezayis. But if you ate less than a kezayis, you've done nothing. Why? What? Okay, we'll prove it through. Ready? He's going to give three proofs that he's right. You ready? Ov tahar katan. Let's say you have a small ov tahar katan. Small bird. Shalim. And it's complete. A tiny little bird. Less than a kezayis, if such a thing exists. Im ein lo kezayis basar. Ein lo ka lo bishum de vela. Why? De lo chashiv beria. Not considered a beria. You ate the whole thing? Exactly. Why? Because the aveira not to eat the bird, or the vela, whatever, the aveira is tied to kezayis. If it's tied to kezayis, it's not a beria. The ov tame, an ov tame, a tame bird, vaday chashiv beria. It certainly is a beria. The kisha asru hakatsav isru ben gadol ben katan. When the Torah authored trait for birds, it authored all birds that are not kosher, no matter how big or small they are. Afagav the less big kezayis, even though it's smaller than a kezayis. Eat a tiny fly, or a tiny little flying bug. You are allowed to eat that? No. Therefore, what do you see? It's a beria. Ella, kol shehu ba'alma, no matter how big it is, no matter how small, it doesn't make a difference. That's proof number one. Proof number two, chen girhanasha. Girhanasha, chashav le beria. It's considered a beria. Where do we see that? In Parak Girhanasha. The chiyama rachmana lo tochal gid, when the Torah says, don't eat a gid, afilu kol shehu. Even no matter how small it is, it doesn't make a difference. There's no sheer kezayis by a girhanasha. Why not? You're going to learn that. Why not? Because it's a beria. V'chein, also, Abram and Achai, chashiv beria. Abram and Achai is also considered a beria. The time of the beria, b'shum dehavi ki'ilu perush, if it's separated, ben gadol, ben katan, doesn't make a difference how big or small the aver is in an animal, doesn't make a difference. But you have a tiny, tiny, tiny aver, and you ate that aver. Are you over Abram and Achai? Yes! It's not a kezayis. You know why? Because it's a beria. Parag Gimel de Shavuot, the Amar, the case over there is, Hechon Matzina Ba'ochel Kolshu Shu Chayiv. How could you, the guy says, if I eat a Kolshu, I'm going to be Chayiv. I make a Shavuot like that. I eat a Kolshu of trait. The Uparech Ba'ochel Mepharech, Mashani Mepharech, Nam Beria. We say, it could be by a beria. Where do I ever have a case where, are you less than a Kizayiv, I'm going to be Chayiv, someone makes a Shavuot, same story? The answer is by a beria. So what do you see? That if the shear is a Kizayiv, it can't be a beria. Of course, if you eat a cow, you've eaten more than a kezayis. That's the wrong way to look at it, says Tosfos. Look at it the other way. If you eat less than a kezayis, you're not chayiv. Why not? Because it's not a beria. If you think about it, it's 100% right. Therefore, if the shear is anything that's a beria, therefore, If the shear is a kezayis, no beria. If the shear is anything, that's a beria, and no bittul. What? It's a separate shear. It's a different shear. What's the shear for nevela? A kezayis. What's the shear for a bug? The bug. Therefore, an animal's not a beria. He's 100% correct. Now, he says like this. Wait a minute. We had the makas. Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, "Afilu chita kibriyasa." Even if you eat a kernel of wheat, that's what it's tevel, you're going to be chayav for that. Why? Because Rav Shimon said, he holds berias are aser. It's a beria. And Rabbanan, bryas neshama chashiva, chita lo chashiva. Says the Rabbanan, I only hold such a thing as a beria by live things, as a neshama. There's no such thing as a beria by one kernel of wheat. So the Gemara says, now, Tosfos says, mashma tadavar tali b'neshama. What do you see from here? It's now a big abru thing, because if it's alive, how can Eir b'nachai be a beria? Bo'ikka gidanasha. What about gidanasha? Right? What about gidanasha? That's not alive. And yet it's a beria. So what's going on here? Tosfos answers, Rabbanon, l'dvarv der shimon ka'amalei. The Rabbanan were saying within the sheet of Shimon, according to you, Lindy Don, according to us, Tevel, Lav Beriahu. We don't consider Tevel to be something that can be, you can't be over Tevel with a Beriah. Why? Delo, Dummy, Lemafarage. It's not considered a Beriah like these other things that are considered a Beriah. El Lidach, but according to you, the Medamitz Pita Lenamala, you compare a Pita to a bug. Low dummy, it's not a food comparison. You know why? The Namala Briyas Neshama, the Chashiva, because Namala are alive. Even the Rabbanan didn't agree with that reason, they said it just to counter the Rav Shimon's opinion. Rav Shimon, within your opinion, it don't make any sense. We don't hold the whole story. But according to you, you hold the story of various that only applies by live animals, not by kernels of wheat. So that's the principle. You don't like it? No, you don't like it? He's saying that if it's exactly, and if there's no shear, then it is a barrier. So there's no shear of a bug. If it's a small bug, what if it's a little bit of a bigger bug? What if it's even a bigger bug? What if it's a little bit of it? What if it's tiny? You need a microscope to see all these things. They're all awesome. Why? Because there's no shear. What's the shear? The whole thing, but by an animal. What? So there's a dinder rabbanon. There's a dinder rabbanon that berries aren't fossil. Why are they not fossil? Because they consider cluster. Isn't a live animal a berria? What's a better berria than that? That's all. It's not a berria. It's not a berria. It's a berria in science. It's a berria in common talk, right? We would call it a berria. We'd call it a complete shalim. It halachically doesn't have the status of a beria. Why not? Because the isra achila is tied to a shear. Therefore, it doesn't have the halachic status. Of course it's a beria. Of course it's a beria. It's right there sitting in the farm. Of course it's a beria. But halachically, it's not defined as a beria for purposes of bittul. Why? Because the shear is not the shear, because that's a shear achila. It makes a lot of sense. Right, it's counterintuitive. And a tiny little bug is, why? Because that's not tied to a shear. Now, why is Gid HaNasha and Eiv Menachai also considered barriers? Those seem to be a little bit funny. So we'll get to that in Chulin. We'll get to that in Chulin. I hear you. We'll get to that in Chulin. So the answer is because Eiv Menachai is no different than a bug. You have a small Eiv, you have a big Eiv, you have all different things. Then the Gid HaNasha, a big animal, a small animal. It's not tied to a shear. It's any amount. Therefore, it's a barrier. Right. Exactly, because it's right. Exactly, because it's chashim. Right, assuming it's not recognizable. Well, you can't tell the difference. Yes, you're right. All not fossil. What? So that's the Gemara's question. Why is it not? It's exactly the Gemara's question. Why is the animal not bottle? Now, according to Rish Lakish, who holds? Back to the Gemara. According to Rish Lakish, who holds? What does Rish Lakish hold? That bittul means chashim means things that even could be sold. More than one at a time, like animals. I understand why it's not fossil. It's chashim. It's a
separate issue. Things that are chashiv are not batal. It's a separate issue. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds only things like pianos and diamond rings and furs are not batal, why? Super chashiv things, then why isn't it special baruch? The pianos is not one of those. An animal is not one of those. So why isn't it batal? Ma'ekel ameimar. Now we're going to quote that Mishnah where this machlok gets developed. This not. It's the Mishnah in Orla. Misha hayolo chavilei tilsa. If someone has stalk of tilsa, shall klai hakerem. It's klayim. What do you do with klayim? The answer is nothing. Yadloku, you have to burn it. You don't have to do anything with it. Yadloku. Nis'arvu b'acherim. If it got mixed up with something else. Okay, it got mixed up with other stalks. Okay? Acherim b'acherim. Those parentheses, we're going to talk about the parentheses in a second. And what happened, now? Acherim b'acherim. Those fell into another stalk. Right? Kul yadloku. The whole thing has to be burnt. Why? Why does the whole thing have to be burnt? Divrei Rav Meir. Because we're going to see in a minute why Rav Meir is going to hold these things have to all be burnt. Why? Because there's no bittul. Tosfos says something startling. Tosfos says that the words acherim ba'acherim should not be in here. Why? Because if acherim ba'acherim are in here, listen to this. Listen to what Tosfos says. Let's say you have chavilei tilsa that are klai acherim. And it falls into a mixture. It falls into 100. What happens to all 100? You have to burn it all. Why? There's no bittul. What if one of those 100 falls into another pile of 100? We don't know which one. Another one falls into a second pile of 100. Says Tosfos, that the second seka, and the second pile is mutter. Therefore, as I said, no one holds like that. That's a very, very unique thing to say. That's the second seka. Therefore, Tosfos says you can't read this acherim b'acherim because here we're saying it's no good. But if it's acherim b'acherim, it fell into here, and acherim b'acherim, it fell into another pile, that pile would be good. That's a sex faker. No, no one hopes that. The Tosfos takes out those words. That's why they're in parentheses. They're in parentheses because of Tosfos. With respect to Tosfos, the printer put it in parentheses. It is rove. It is rove. But by these types of things, we need super roves, or it's double chashim. So by double chashim. Yeah, it's a double chashim. We're going to see in a minute. Chacham omer, chacham say no, yalu. Yalu, no, it's okay. It's going to become batal. Yalu means it's going to become batal. The echad umasayim. One in 200.
Where did one in 200 come from?
Where did that number come from? Rashi says where it came from. You look at one in 200. Zuhi aliyas arla uklai hakerem. That's the shear for arla and klai hakerem. Where'd that come from? Starts off like this. Shruma is ole the echad umeya. Shruma, the shear for bittul truma is 100. How do you know that? The kivan shekafal, it's when you know the truma is shear 1 in 100? Because I have to give meiser, what's meiser? 10%. What's truma's meiser leave you have to give? 10 of that. It's 1% of the whole pile. 1 in 100. So what do you see? If it's better than that, it will be bottle. Now, says Rashi, klai karim and arla even worse. Why are they worse? Because they're usher bahana. So if a kafal, kivach a kafal, it's the itzer shisur usher ana, kafal is aliyah. Since it's a double itzer, it's usher bahila. Add usher bahana, it doubles the amount of bittul. Again, it's older abana. So that becomes 1 in 200. That becomes 1 in 200. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Shahayir Rameir Omer, Rameir said a statement, kol shadarko limanos. Right? Mekadesh. Anything that's darko lim, anything that's sold individually, cannot become bottle. Mekadesh, it's got to be destroyed. What does that mean? That's a machlokes, Rishlokes Rabbi Yochanan. But Ramomim, no, in the Mekadesh, El Shisha Dvarim Bolvat, only six things can never become bottle. And Rabbi Akiva Omer Sheva, he said seven things. Elohein, what are they? Egozi Perach, nuts from Perach, Rimoni Badan, pomegranates from Badan, Chavayos Stumos, sealed barrels of wine or oil, Chalifei Tardin, stalks of beet, Kilchei Kruv, stalks of cabbage, the last Ivanis, Greek gourd, the Rekiva Mosef Afkikara Shabalabai, even bread that you make in your house as opposed to bread from a baker. Anyway, hi Royal Arla. Any of these that are fruit, like the pomegranate, then they become, if they're Arla, then they become Arla problems. Harayla, Klayakarim, Klayakarim. Anything that's vegetables can become a Klayakarim problem. Vitmarla, and about this Mishnah, the Machlokas, between Rameir and the Chachamim, with the Rekiva thrown in, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, the correct here is S. Meaning it's always sold individually, like a piano.
And for Rishon Ben Lakish Amar, Kol Shadako Lilamot Shaninu. Things that are normally sold in a bulk, right? Ha Nichol Rish Lakish El Rabbi Yochanan Michael Meimar. That's good according to Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan Puhol, animals can become bottled. Why can they become bottled? Because they're not so chashuv. What are you going to say? By the way, Shita Mikubetis gets such an unbelievable kasha. He says, aren't they, what's going on here? What kind of focus is this? Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing about what is the status of Chavile Tilson? Are Chavile Tilson sold? Are they sold like diamond? Or are they sold like animals? What is that? Machlokes in Metzias? The whole Mishnah in Arl was talking about Tilson. The stalks of Tilson. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? No, it looks like diamonds. Don't buy them. Don't buy them. Right? That's why the mayor said, not buckle. And Rish Lakish, no. They're like anything else, like animals. Right? What is Tilson? Go to the market. By the way, does anyone ever throw in a free diamond? No, no one ever does that in a million years. Anybody throw in a free animal? Yeah, that happens. Wouldn't you throw in a free apple? That happens. Would you throw in a free Tilson to somebody? Yeah, I would do that. What kind of a focus is this? So I had the whole Lomdish answer because really, they're trying to show you how strict they are. That's why the Shita Mikubetis says that they pick something that's because they're a banon, even though it's only Kayim, they're a banon, because Tilson, Samidaraisa, Silk, Machmir, the whole complicated thing. So it's true. The focus of Messias, but it's to emphasize their sheetness, even though they're a banon over here, it's very complicated. Now, the answer is going to be our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rav Meir. Our Mishnah, what was the question in our Mishnah? The question was, why don't we say Bittel Barok? Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only a kasha for Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is, that's all assuming that our Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. But our Mishnah doesn't go like Rav Meir. It doesn't go like the Chacham either. The Chacham only say six things in the world can't become bottle. Right? Well, they don't know that either. Who does it go like? A third Shita. Amar Papa, Hai Tana. Who's the Tana? Tana, Delitra, Ksiyosu Da'amar. It's a third Tana about the liter measurement of Ksiyos, of pressed figs. Who says, Kol Davar Shiesh Bo Minyan, anything, what's called Davar Shiesh Bo Minyan? What? It's possible to be sold by number, or, that what? That means individually. Even though, by number means individually. By number, I want one. I want one piano. It's possible to be sold individually, even though most people don't buy it individually. Right? Kol Davar Shiyesh Bo Minyan, Afilu B'Drabanan Lo Batal. It won't become Batal B'Drabanan. V'Kol Shkein Shel Doraisa. For sure not by Kodshim. So Garashi, Kol Shadarko Limanos Klau. What does that mean? Kigong, for example, Litro Shel Ksios, Rov B'nei Mo'odam, Ein Mochun B'Minyan. Most people don't buy them individually. Ella, Dorsin Oso B'Eagle. They press it into a press. Umochun Kol Ha'Eagle Yachad. They tell the whole thing. Right? No one goes to a bakery. I want one slice of cake. Most people don't do that. They buy a pound, a half. I want one cookie. Most people don't buy things like that. What if you did it with a calcium? Some of they would. Right? They're going to sell it. They're going to make money. Even though most people don't do that. That's what this is. That's the Tana of our Mishnah. He holds most, even if it's something like this, like a cookie. You don't buy cookies one at a time. Small little cookie. You don't buy them one at a time. And what if you did? It could happen. Right? So, Ho'il Upa Amim. Shimonim Halitros Levad. What if the guy says, I want to buy one at a time? Limochuan Bibinion. We would do it. Afilu b'drabanan, the meat is disura drabanan, even something drabanan, kigon, truma ksios, we're going to have the case tomorrow, right? Truma by figs is only drabanan. Dura is only wine, oil, or wheat. Anything else is drabanan. So we're going to have tomorrow, truma is all drabanan. Anyway, lo batel, ho, v'dark limanos klal. Sometime, you're going to buy it one at a time. Lo kolshkin doraisa, kigon psule carbon to be doraisa. So we had a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Why, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, don't we say batel? It's not such a great, crazy chasha thing. The answer is, because our Mishnah is not going like the mayor. Our Mishnah is this other Tana, we're going to see tomorrow who it is, who holds that an animal, of course an animal is something that's kosher. Of course it is. Why? Won't you buy it individually? Of course you would. He holds even things like a cookie, which most people don't buy individually, is kosher. You'll say it tomorrow. Right? Basically, what did anything is kosher. When did anything you buy is kosher. Maybe no one's going to buy one grade of rice. Nobody would buy that. Nobody would buy that. No, so nobody would buy that. I want one grain of rice. No, I want one mustard seed. Nobody would buy that. I want one peanut. Nobody would buy that. So people would buy it individually. No, that's clear. So on things like a cookie. Would you buy a cookie individually? Most people would not. What about you? Yeah, it happens. I'll tell it to you if you didn't. If you walk into a store and say, I want one grain of rice, they'll throw you out. Right? They'll throw you out in your head. What are you, crazy? I want one cookie. All right, listen. I'll wait, and I'll sell it to you. They'll do it. Right? So if that, certainly an animal's like that. Certainly, an animal is that. That's not kosher. It's a very, very expansive sheet of what's considered kosher. It's the exact opposite of the chacham. The chacham, the only six things in the world can't pick a bottle, and they take pretty much everything except things that you would never buy it as an individual. What? We'll get that tomorrow. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Right. No, nothing. We don't hold this. We don't hold this sheet. So we're saying it is davar chashuv. That's what we're saying. It's a davar chashuv. According to him, it's davar chashuv. Only according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a davar chashuv. It's one opinion within Rav Meir. Right? Only one opinion within Rav Meir. We already have two other Tanoim who are going to Rav Meir. The Chachamim, who are very, very machmir. And this person who's very, very makel. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll flush it out more. Okay? Everyone have a good day.